النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are humbly talking about the dialogues of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. And this dialogue that we have chosen is this dialogue about compulsion and free will. Now, we have been talking about this dialogue over the last few programs, and what's really interesting is that there are so many different things to talk about in each one of the excerpts and small passages of this relatively long conversation. And what's beautiful is that each one of these small passages of this conversation between Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam and his companion, you know, we find that there's so many beautiful points that come out. We could have, you know, very quickly finished all of the whole conversation of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, but a lot of these beautiful points would never have surfaced. And all grace is due to Allah. So eventually we get to this point in this conversation where Imam Al-Hadi, he starts to explain this meaning, and he starts to explain this statement of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where His Eminence says that it is neither absolute compulsion nor absolute free will, but it is a position between these two positions. It is a matter in between these two matters. In Arabic, they say, Amrun bain al-amrain. It is an action or a work or a matter or an issue, a amr, a command between these two commands. And so then Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, he says that when we ponder over the saying of Imam Al-Sadiq alayhi salam, that the position is between two positions, and the fact that he denies absolute compulsion and he denies absolute free will, we find that the Holy Quran proves and confirms this statement of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And he says that beside this, there is another tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where His Eminence was asked at one point, has Allah forced His people to commit sins? And in reply, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that Allah is more just than this, meaning than what? Than the fact that He has forced His people to commit sins. And so the person replied, said that, has Allah then completely authorized people to do what they want, meaning commit sins? And then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam replies that Allah is mightier and more powerful and more omnipotent over His creations than this. Meaning what? Meaning that He has completely authorized them to do whatever they want without any kind of repercussions. Now, what's interesting is that in this little statement that Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam talks about as he relates this tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, you might think that, well, what does this have to do with compulsion and free will? Well, in fact, this conversation completely deals with compulsion and free will, regardless of whether or not the term has been brought up. The first question was, has Allah forced people to commit sins? That means a complete compulsion. And here Imam Sadiq says that Allah is just, meaning because Allah is just, that means that He does not force His creations into committing sins. And then the other question was, so does that mean that He has completely let these people go and let His creations free? Meaning what? Meaning absolute free will. And here it was related that no, Allah is much more powerful and omnipotent than this, meaning that He has complete power. He is the all-powerful, the almighty. And so the all-powerful and the almighty, you know, is not subservient to the will of the creations. We continue this beautiful dialogue in another program. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir, /en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.